No, it was a tough week. Probably a tough week for Limerick too. I thought in the first half, probably with a chance of the second goal that came off a post, had we got that, we might have kicked on to win it. But no, overall, I mean, I think Robbie Williams, we lost him for a corner kick at the end. The big centre forward, the big Brazilian Tossie lad, he caused us an awful lot of bother when we had to drop deep in the second half. So no, probably a little bit disappointed that we didn't get the second when we were on top. But overall, no, we'll gladly take a point.
It's probably a better start than you were expecting, considering it's a tough schedule as well to start with, isn't it?
Well, it's a tough schedule to continue with. It's savage, you know. There's no point in saying that, and from, you know, I'm not making excuses geographically where we are or whatever. It's you know, we're on the road in Chicor and Munda, on the road here again today, but it's great. You know, and you know, long may it continue that we're in it, and you know, it's we're not complaining. No.
4 points from the last two games is a massive return, considering how difficult the two tasks were. How impressed are you with your side?
It's not about being impressed with it. Like, we have to try and accumulate enough points to stay in this. God only knows what that'll be. You know, is 5 points after five games, is that what we have? You know, I don't think 33 points out of 33 games will keep you up. You know, and that's, we know exactly what battle we're in. But the other side of it is there's 28 games to go. God only knows what'll happen in the meanwhile, you know.
Probably a result you would have taken beforehand.
Though. Yeah, certainly would have taken beforehand. You know, we ran out of steam at the end. There's no point saying anything different. You know, and to be fair to them, they showed a lot of character. We're hanging on in Inchicore on Monday night. We're hanging on there tonight. But they hung on, in fairness to them, on both nights. But we've got to move on with the League Cup game on Tuesday night. And we've got to recover and try and patch something up for that.
A lot of players hit the deck as well. Is there a few injury concerns going forward?
There's a lot of injuries in there, yeah. A lot of sore bodies in there. We don't know how serious they are. And we won't know really till tomorrow even. We need everybody fit, you know, obviously not injured and fully fit as regards physical fitness as well to have any chance of staying in this. But look, it's early days yet. There'll be lots of twists and turns, hopefully, from our point of view, between now and the end of the season, but it's going to be difficult.
Surface in Ballybuffet is a bit tricky at times, with the best of times. Do you think it suits your side playing more in open pitches like this?
We'll go and play on other pitches put in front of you. You know, it's not we're not ideal probably for any pitch, but I thought in the first half we tried to keep it and played some decent football, but in the second half, no, the second half was back to the wall stuff. We couldn't get out, we couldn't hold the ball up higher up the pitch, and then they came at us in ways, and eventually, you know, I thought we did well with crosses, barring Turner's cross that we had spoken about, and look, the big centre forward is brilliant in crosses, and he showed it again, you know. So we got away with that on Monday night. There was a few crosses from Colin Byrne to Christy Fagan, the flash past the post, but we didn't get away with it this evening.